House will come to order. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today it's March 3, 2016, the 19th day of the session. We have no deadlines except to try to get our work done and get out of here. The clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Baker. Baldwin. Barlow. Berger. Blackburn. Blake. Burkhart. Bird. Campbell. Kennedy. Clem. Connolly. Dayton. Edmonds. Edwards. Eklund. Escobel. Freeman. Gay. Greer. Halverson. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Yagi. Jennings. Kasparic. Kinner. Kirkbride excused. Croker. Crone. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan. Lindholm. Lockhart. Laux. Madden. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Northrup. Paxton. Pelkey. Petroff. Piperinen. Pennell. Reeder. Schwartz. Summers. Summers. Steinmetz. Stubson. Throne. Walters. Wilson. Winters. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker. 59 present, 1 excused.
The prayer of the day will be offered by Representative Winters.
This one works. I'm honored to have served with you this session. And on this floor over the years, there have been a lot of different opinions expressed. And yet we've all remained friends. And at these podiums, we've stood here and shared our beliefs and shared them strongly. And yet we remain friends and neighbors. That's why it's been a wonderful thing for me to serve with you. I want to leave you with a scripture as you go back to your home and family. Matthew 20, verses 25 and 26 says, "But Jesus called them to himself and said, 'You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant.'" Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for being the perfect example of how a servant lives. I thank you for how, as the Apostle Paul expressed it, that you, being in the form of God and equal with God, made yourself of no reputation and took on the form of a servant. I thank you for that perfect example of how you lived your life. And Father, I pray in that vein that you would guide us in our service to this state, to the people of this state, to each other. I thank you for, as the Apostle Paul said, for putting us in ministry. And Father, you are holy and just and caring and loving and merciful. You're the supreme ruler over all things, and in you all things consist. And you know when a sparrow falls or when a hair falls from our head. And with all of that knowledge and understanding, you still love us. And Father, I pray for your guidance in our lives. I pray for your wisdom in the work that we do on behalf of not only those who are with us today, but for our children and our children's children. And I pray that you would give us wisdom in the guidance of this state of Wyoming. I pray for those who are serving right now in the Army Guard and for those who will soon deploy midsummer with the Air Guard. I pray that you would bless them and keep them safe as they serve. I pray for those who serve here at home, for the law enforcement and firefighters and teachers and all of those who are involved in serving in this state. Lord, we, along with David, ask this, that you would cause your face to shine upon us and that you would teach us your statutes. We thank you for all you've done and pray that you'll bring us safely back together next year. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Journal Committee report.
Your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March 2nd, 2016 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed by Representative Schwartz and Steinmetz.
Ladies and gentlemen, the doctor of the day is also Kahn. He was here. He might have left. Please welcome him to the House in any event. We're now at that order of business of consideration of joint conference committee reports. The one and only, at the moment, joint conference committee report for our consideration is message number 201 on House Bill 21. Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move joint conference committee number 1 on House Bill 21. We met. They put the two of the programs we removed back in their bill, so we've agreed to eliminate one and put the other one back in and make it still around. The one we've decided to keep is the local government bond guarantee program. Some of the counties think they would like to have this possibility down the road in the economic times that are coming at us right now. We still need to get the IRS approval for the program and some various other things. It's never been used, but, you know, it's been a while. We've been in some good years for quite some time, so hopefully it's a good idea. So I ask for your aye vote on this conference committee.
Is there any discussion? Okay, I've got the clerk tied up in a knot here. We're voting on the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 21. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Harshman, aye.
Harvey, Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride excused, Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne, Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 21. Second, free conference committee on Senate File 42 will be Nicholas, Chairman, Petroff, and Zwanitzer Dan. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House recess until 2 p.m. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I've arranged for a lunchtime Capitol tour for any of you that can do that. I'd advise that if you could be there by 11:30, our plan is to try to have management council start about 1 o'clock. So that give you enough time, those of you that need to do that also.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to remind the members that there's an executive task force meeting on the Department of Health facilities today at 12:15 p.m. The room has been changed from L54 to S18, and that's today at 12:15 to discuss interim tasks, meeting dates, and contracting procedures. Thank you.
You've heard the motion to recess until 2 o'clock. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We're in recess until 2 o'clock.